honor our bishop in his absence. And we give thanks to God for an opportunity to share the word tonight and realize what a tremendous responsibility it is. For those of you who are here in the sanctuary, wave at somebody you hadn't seen today, hadn't spoken to on purpose. Now, don't just wave, but somebody you perhaps haven't spoken to, give them a wave and just say hello and welcome to the fellowship of the saints of God. Amen. Amen to Jesus. I'm telling you, the Lord is so good. And when I think of his goodness, you know, we sing that song, and what he done for me, I want to dance, 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 dance. But, you know, my daddy didn't believe in dancing, so I never really learned to dance. But I can jump. Hallelujah. And I can run. And I can shout. Hallelujah. Well, I used to could run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share the word. And we thank you that every heart prepares itself now to hear and believe and receive. And then we know that faith is an act. And we become doers of the word and not hearers only. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we share, if there's anyone in this sanctuary who's in a backslidden condition or lost, anyone who's listening, by viewing by live stream, who's lost or in a backslidden condition, that they will understand that repentance is available for them and you are ready to claim them as your child or to reclaim them into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan and all of his demons and all of his cohorts who will try to hinder this word from doing what God would have it to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody said amen. 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 The word went forth this morning on the prayer line. And it said, God said he has a purpose for CFC. And I like to think of the name of this church. We say CFC, but I think sometimes we might have done, since there's so much value in names, we might have done ourselves a disservice by cutting off the branch of the vine. We are a branch of the vine. We are a branch of the vine of Christ Jesus. Amen? So that's who we are, and we are connected to him. So he said, the word went forth, the prophetic word went forth. I have a purpose for you. I have a plan for you. So that's what I want to talk about, God's purpose and plan for CFC very briefly. And for each individual, she said, both individually, say that's me, and collectively, say that's us, and that includes me. Amen. Now listen, you know, we had in 2010, we had a 5-week tent revival. Awesome, awesome things happened. But if we didn't learn anything else, and we learned a whole lot more than that, we learned that faith is what? An act. We are active. We activate. And then we know James said that we are to be what? Doers of the word, which is putting faith into action. So I'm just going to share some things with you as the Lord would lead tonight. And then you make up your mind now. Now I'm going to grab hold of and do that part that's my part. Say, my part. And then say, Lord, what is my part? Ask again. Now don't ask just because I said. Ask the Lord from your heart. Lord, what is my part? I told you the other day about doing a puzzle and putting it together. And it's a picture of a white dog, kind of a wolf-looking dog with fall leaves all around and all. And putting that puzzle together, and it took time to get it together. Finally, I was down to maybe less than a dozen, and I quit. I'm going to come back so I can get these because it's, you know, easier when you get closer to the end. But for me, it still was kind of puzzling. And I left and came back, and my grandson, Jamel, had it done. I mean, I wasn't gone 5 minutes. What I'm saying is it's going to come together as you seek God's face. And we've been working on this for 37 years beyond that trial. We started long before 1983. And we've been working on it, but it's coming together. And I believe this is the year for the fulfilling of so many things, so many of the plans that God has for CFC. And so you've got to know your part, and each one of us has to do his part or her part. We often eat together as a family coming together, and if I do all the cooking, I'm so tired. But if everybody brings a dish here and a dish there, everybody does their part. When it comes time to clean up the kitchen, everybody does his part or her part. Then nobody's worn out. And so if everybody does his part or her part, no part will be left undone. Say, I'll do my part. And once I find out what my part is, now I will do my part. And so that's what you have to do. That's what I have to do. We can no longer stand to the side and just watch Bishop work. We have these super talented technicians and these media people and watch them work. And these super talented and dedicated ushers who don't even get a Sunday off working every Sunday. And then super talented musicians and singers and all the other people doing their part, and we just sometimes enjoy. But we know one thing we all can do. We can all pray. Amen. If you turn to Psalm 2 and verse 8, because we're talking about what the Lord said to Bishop many years ago when he was in Ramah, 1979, 80 or 81. I don't know which one it was. But that has become our theme. That has been our focus. And sometimes we have backed off it more than we should have. But we are going to grab hold of it. Bishop said this is the year of explosion. And we're going to explode into this nation, into this world, with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it says, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Ask me, what are you asking God for? We're asking God to thrust out laborers into the harvest so that the sinners can hear the gospel. They can hear the gospel. They can believe. They can receive. That's the first and foremost and most important thing for the church, is to preach the gospel to the world. And that those who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior will come to know him as Lord and Savior. So what is it again? He said, ask.